Stop coughing. You're ruining the audio.
I'm dying. Die quietly.
You're ruining the audio. Stop it. Favourite Trotting, welcome to episode 76. Fingers crossed it's 76 because I forgot what the event was called.
Me too.
Of the Around Nerds podcast with me and Stefan Graham.
Skazius.
And
Middlemeister is...
Middlemeister, yay! Hello, Middlemeister. Welcome to another feature-filled front-up podcast that is against the clock because I'm Carlos and I've got a lift home coming to pick me up at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to be gone at 11:30.
Norman motorcycles are broken, so I can't take it. Yeah.
I was going to walk, but then I didn't fancy carry all this stuff at night and anywhere, basically. I thought, I'm not going to be able to...
You'll get mugged twice just walking out my door.
Exactly.
You might even get mugged before you get to the door.
That's by your wife.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the mic stand, so I can whack them the mic stand if they came near me, but...
Yeah, but you might break your mic stand. You're going to have to get another one.
That was only about 20 quid.
So. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, you can always tape the mic to their head for the next podcast. That's what you fucking get, you little bastard.
You see a soft moan, it's like, well, you can't... Yeah, you heard a soft occasional whimpering of the skies. Girl, you never know. I'm not discriminating. There might be a female mugger. Crouched behind the laptop with a mug trapped to their head there. Things they say, quiet.
Sit there and
that's
shut
what comes
up.
To the last one. Yeah. Don't move. You move, they can hear it for the audio.
Little do you know, it's not like Middlemeister hasn't bailed, he's just holding the microphone.
Yeah, it's true. Don't say anything, Tom.
Shut up.
I said.
Make any noise. Now you know why we don't pay you.
No points. Thank you. Good. Right.
There we go.
I've just ruined the audio.
Yeah. Sorry for people who use headphones. I love it when people say that, but no one's really sorry.
Of course not. If we were sorry, we wouldn't do it.
Because we're going, you're deaf now.
Well, I have to edit it, so normally I have to...
Well, the podcast folks are fine, but anyone that sat there on their PC, watched the live, like... sat there, look, ears bleeding, and then they have to get a doctor's appointment, they then get sent to the hospital, then they get butchered by the NHS, and they end up losing a leg even though they had an ear problem.
Still, it's free, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't be free, can
you? In America, they go to doctors, yes, they get the ear fixed, but then they spend the rest of their lives paying for it.
Yeah. You never know, you might go in for an ear problem and come up with a boob job.
So what you're doing, America, every operation, you get a free boob job, no matter what.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough. Well, you have multiple operations, you get one every single time.
Oh, that'd be weird. Did you go bigger one time than smaller?
I don't know,
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Glad someone knew. Yes. What's the biggest it goes?
Really fucking big, mate. I mean, I've seen K's, they're big.
K's. Okay, it'll be
but
a
they're
Z.
Probably bigger than...
It'll be a Z, although it's America, so it'll be a Z. Right.
Anyway.
Games we've been playing. I'll head us off if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
I've been playing City Skylines.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. Wait, can I jump
in? Go for it.
Spoiler alert. It's quite fun. I think it's quite fun.
It's really fun, isn't it? It's really fun.
It's basically. Do you remember when
SimCity? That's actually quite fun to play.
Yeah, SimCity, but not crap.
SimCity used to be really good, and then EA got involved, and SimCity became really crap.
Yep.
But then City Skylines was like, "Hey, we're going to do what SimCity did well and make it really good again." And it is; it's really good.
Yep. None of that.
One thing I do find a bit of got no will. It really does just leave you to your own devices, doesn't it? There's no tutorials. I'll start a new game. Yeah, I'll pick that place at the top of the list. I thought, at the top of the list, it's probably a good beginner's area to play. Pick that.
Oh my God, everything's on fire.
Worse than that.
Worse than everything's on fire?
You just wait. So I thought, okay, well, I'll bear... So I read what it said. Okay, what you need to do is you need to just do some roads. So I made some roads, and but I didn't know how big roads had to be. So I just did I literally took a half the space with four roads. Did this big sort of square.
Good job.
We'll give that a go. They said, right, now you need to assign districts to things. So I put all the housing in one place. I thought that made sense. Some commercial districts in the middle, and then some industrial, which I put to the other side of the map. I quite like the fact that your city just grows. So it's not actually, you ain't got to say, okay, build a house, I just sort of naturally pops up. Yeah. as all watched in, you have to respond to things that happen. So first four people start, you know, it was also going quite swimmingly at first, you know, it was gradually getting people there, they were visiting the shops, they were going to work in the industry. But everybody kept running out of power. Of course, the power is a real nightmare in it. Until you get quite big, it's really hard to get enough power.
Really?
I was constantly. I start off, I try to be green and build wind turbines.
Oh.
Right. So I built a few wind turbines, so that I could afford those.
Mm.
And they were fine. They were producing power when it was windy, but since wind drops, like, oh, I'm going to add to zero power. Everybody's complaining. I was constantly got a little, like, sort of Twitter bot clone thing at the top.
Yeah.
And it kept busting me. Like, people complain about, you know, the fact there's no working power grid. Oh, how hard is it to get a working power grid? Very bloody hard. That's how hard it is to get a working power grid.
Try to build a city.
Yeah. I'm creating here. And of course, because I built this big square, there's all this dead space in the middle, which I couldn't do anything with. So power was my first issue, and then there was the issue of water.
Oh, for God's sake.
I built some water bits, start pumping water, you have to draw pipes from the water to the, you know, pipes that have just like, as long as they sort of have like an area effect.
Yeah, so you draw the line for the pipe, and then it will have like a blue grid come out from the sides of the pipe to say this is where...
Anything in that area will get water. Yeah. Although I have noticed, it's a bit finicky about... So everything's got grid. So let's say a house might be, say, four grid spaces.
Mm.
I have noticed a couple of times that water pipe covers three, but say like four by three of them, and leaves one row clear.
Yeah,
that won't count as connected. I've discovered. Yeah, it's quite rare. It seems to be different buildings have different like hot spots to where the water is.
Okay, sure.
So in one bit, I was slightly off, not quite overlapping properly. Because
mm-hmm.
Of course, it costs you money. I'm sure I've been quite careful, make sure they don't overlap. Obviously, the first time, it's just like wall pipes everywhere. Like, I need water there. Just drag a line. And so I'm building these wall pipes, and it's like, oh, that's sort of overlapping a little bit. Okay, that's something that might be... you know, I thought that might work, but actually, no, I had to draw just another pipe just like to cover a small gap. Which was a bit frustrating. It's like, oh...
Most not uniform now, god damn it. Don't get that straight and do it.
The first version wasn't uniform at all. I had power cables everywhere. Just because I
looked like China where you had cables draped down.
Yeah, it was absolutely everywhere. And then I started getting bitched about for rubbish.
Right.
Not apparently, there's lots of rubbish building up in the streets.
So you didn't have anyone to come.
I had to unlock the landfill at this point. So I've got the landfill unlocked.
Right.
Because as you get your city big, you get more services. So initially, you ain't got any rubbish services until you get to like the next level up. Then you can have rubbish. So I built a landfill and just watched as all 15 lorries had to try and travel down one road to pick up all this rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's like 50. I was like, oh no, that's weird. So gradually, I started to get under control. Then people start getting sick. So I'd build a medical centre. That made everybody happy. So it's the medical centre.
I can remember I played it once. So I completely forgot to set up a doctor's surgery in this one little district. And it basically became the poor district because everyone was just dying.
Yeah.
And then I had to set up...
cemetery?
And a place to go and take all the corpses. Have you got a hospital? Yeah, on the expensive side of town. Sorry.
That was basically it. And the whole time, I'm just watching my income starting to enter negative figures. So I was literally watching it, and it's like going to like negative $200 an hour or a week. I don't know how it works. It seems to be like negative $200, but it's not like every second. It's like over the course of a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So your money goes up every 5 seconds, but it's like that's how much it'll go up if it stays at rate for the next minute, it seems to be.
Sure.
As I'm doing this, and I'm just watching it go down, and it says, right, and after a while, it's saying, your city's nearly bankrupt. You really should consider perhaps doing something about this. So I take some loans out.
You're kind of sat there thinking to yourself, what do you think I've been trying to do for the last couple of hours?
Well, that's the thing. It says things like, right, cut back city services or build more houses. I can't build more houses because I'm in a negative balance. So I can't build anything. So I thought, I've cut back city services. So I start cutting back city services a little bit. People start complaining because obviously I cut back the power. There's not enough power to go around.
cut back the power.
Well, yeah, there's not power. So everybody starts binging. There's not enough power. Nothing's working.
I'm moving out. So now you're not going to get my tax.
Yes. So in that case, right, okay, plan B, tax. So I go into the tax. It starts at 9%. So I thought, well, how far can this go? Yeah, 29% tax. So I go from minus $200 to plus $3,500. But of course, as soon as that happens, I see my mind starts to flyingly go, sort of head back towards positive. But I just look at the little count shows your population growth, and it goes into a massive negative as people just start abandoning their buildings and leaving and pissing off. So I don't do that. Everybody's got to pay for you.
Oh, guys, please.
And it just gets to the point where I'm having to sort of balance between, right, okay, I'll put tax up really quickly for a couple of weeks. And then when they start leaving, I'll quickly put it back down again and hope that there's an overall net gain, because the time it takes me to rebuild the population is very slow. But it's quick enough that I can put it back up again and gradually pull myself out. It doesn't work. I basically got to the point where it's like, I nearly had, at one point I had $5 positive.
Wow.
It's like being at work again. It's great. And I've got some natural money here. Yay. Positive minus. Oh no, everybody's left. Okay then. Let's put the tax back down and then just watch my figure go back into negatives again. I think I was about minus 30,000. And the game offers you a bailout. It said, you know, you can have 50 grand here. You can't get any more achievements if you do it. And I thought, fuck your bailout. I'm going to make it myself.
I'm going to bulldoze that district.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
There's a loan. I could take a loan for 20 grand. And that was enough to put me like 5 grand in the black. So I quickly took this loan out and quickly built another row of houses. Somehow hoping that the extra like 6 buildings were going to change my fortunes. You know, I could house another 6 families here. And at this point, they're still bitching. There's rubbish in the streets. There's dead bodies piling up because I can't afford to build a cemetery. Take them away. There's just traffic chaos because although there is not many people living there, they all got to go down one road to get everywhere. So I'm just closing. Do you remember that last game I played, Project High Rise, and I had a massive rubbish issue? I'm having the same problem in this game. Massive rubbish issues. I simply can't...
I'm noticing you seem to have an issue with refuse collection.
I do. I can't know what I do. I just can't seem to collect enough of the stuff. I'm just seeing those. And more power. I'm constantly getting bitched about power again because there's not enough power. So I keep on building more windmills, trying to keep more power because I can't afford the first power station, which is just coal-fired power station. I can't afford the coal-fired power station. I can't afford it. So it has to be bloody windmills. I'm sorry. They're just going to make do with windmills. And it's great while the wind's blowing, it's fine. But as soon as the wind goes down...
Stop whining, go outside, hug a tree.
Yeah, I want to saw that integrated policy where everybody sort of like eats lots of beans and goes stands in front of the windmills. just to see if I can get a little bit... It's recycling. Just see if I can get Yeah, all foods are banned apart from beans.
It's like Nick's Village fucking discount beans or whatever.
Yeah.
Every family gets a free tin of beans.
So basically, I watch this hellhole developing... Nicktopia wasn't going well.
Oops.
And, you know, I just literally sat there and I was just watching all the icons. Yeah. I just thought myself, basically, these people, they've got their dead relatives sitting in the house somewhere with them. The hearses can't
just left them there.
The hearses can't get to them quick enough to remove them. The lights are off. They're all ill, probably dying quicker because they're all ill because they don't have medical centres. They've got rubbish building up all around them.
For some reason, they've decided they're going to lay next to the corpse for warmth.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's as close as they're going to get to heat.
Yeah. And for some bizarre reason, not happy with the taxes they're paying.
I mean, they can't snuggle up to the living family members because they're all dead.
All dying.
Yeah.
And basically, I've realised I've built a third world country. I was like,
good job.
I was like, oh,
not so.
I really have screwed this up, haven't I?
I don't mean to be a dick, man, but the last time I played, in fairness, this was a long time ago before I started putting all the expansion packs and stuff, I could literally just fast forward the time on my city and just watch the money go up.
Oh, well, you see, then I built Nicktopia 2.
Ah, right. So you did it right then, did you?
Nicktopia 2, first of all, I tried to do it right, and I built roads... No, close enough that they just touch, so I maximising my space, basically. Mm. Did all that, but I built too many roads, and I ran out of all my money, so I couldn't actually afford any services. So then I built Nicktopia 3.
I'm just like, imagine, look, if you look over, there's just over there, about 5 miles to the west, there's Nicktopia 2. And if you see that smoke...
We don't talk about Nicktopia 2!
You see the flames coming from just past Nicktopia 2. Nicktopia 1. Over there, they're building Nyctopia 4.
The thing is, the people in Nyctopia 1 are probably better off than people in Nyctopia 2, because at least in Nyctopia 1 they have got some servers, they just can't use it. The servers are there, they just can't go to it. Whereas in Nyctopia 2, there is nothing. I literally built all houses and nothing else. I built like assigned housing space, there's no servers at all. So
what you're saying is people are going to Nyctopia 1 and 3 for work.
If you're Nyctopia 1, there's a good chance a rubbish line might turn up occasionally and take your rubbish away. In Nyctopia 2, you're screwed. You're basically on your own.
You're swimming through streets of used nappies.
You're on your own. You just can't afford it. So Nyctopia 3 is doing a lot better. Nyctopia 3, I was very sensible. I didn't go too mad. You know, I built residential district, lots of houses straight away. I thought, get that built. Lots of people straight away. Reasonable sized commercial zone. I spent quite far apart, so I could sort of build inwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's working a lot better. I'm actually getting to the point now, as you say, put money on. I'm just watching my population growth. I think I was up to just shy of 70,000 people last time I looked. I am not starting to hit issues. For some reason, I can't build enough fire stations to make everybody happy.
Because people are idiots.
My main problem is traffic. Basically, all the roads just simply can't cope with the amount of traffic. Again, I have kind of like made one big central highway the backbone of the entire city. So everybody's trying to go on the same road to get everywhere.
It's not that lower stuff, really, isn't it?
It is, basically, yeah. And it's just as quick. And, you know, I mean, because also, if you watch at game time, you've got a little counter. I'm literally seeing, like queues. I mean, I literally...
That bloke's been trying to get to work for 6 months.
You laugh. But I literally was like, I put the survey and said, there's a big... all my factories started running out of resources, so they need to start importing. So I built, put a train station with a loading dock so they can unloading stuff.
Mm.
I'm sort of like running around and sort of thinking, I'll better see what the traffic's doing. Hit the red sort of overlay, and there's a big red line right next to the loading dock. I just looked there and literally backed up down the entire motorway for like half the whole city's width are just lorries waiting to go to the loading dock. I'm thinking, maybe that wasn't the right smartest move. And the trouble is, also, the other part of the city crosses train tracks. Because there's so many lorries waiting, I've got trains like literally back to back. So they're trying to cross the train tracks. Because they're constantly coming through, all the cars are waiting for the trains. So basically, it's like permanent line gates are down, and there's just train after train after train. Occasionally, there's a gap, and like three cars will get through, and then nope, there's more trains again and again and again. I've basically created a gridlock. I've started upgrading all the roads in the hope, but I upgrade the roads, it goes green for about a day or two, then goes back to red again as it just can't handle the traffic.
Nyctopia 3 is lower stuff too.
Nyctopia 3 is basically everybody, there's just constant, it's now, I mean, it's making lots of money. I've had nothing.
How? No one can get the work.
Taxes, mate, taxes.
bloke is bankrupt. He's been trying to get to work for 6 months. His face is on the back of milk cartons. His wife and fucking kids are panicking every day.
Yeah, he lives half mile down the road.
They can't find him, though. They're like, they keep calling the office up. They've been pacing back.
You know those places like in India and China where they have traffic jams for days?
Yeah, oh, what? The guy comes
down. Nothing on me. Nothing on me.
Have you not got one of the little moped services where people, one guy comes on the back of a moped, gets into your car and waits in traffic and you go to work on the moped?
I'm having traffic jams for weeks. Weeks and weeks and weeks. I mean, I've tried to sort of build like a second part of the city and like make it self-contained.
Mm.
And to be honest, I'm at the stage now where that works quite well.
Why do I feel there's going to be a radiation zone at some point?
Well, no. I've got to say, but it's quite self-contained. It's working quite well. I'm very tempted to like delete the roads and sort of like separate that off and just have this own little
You are not going over there.
You're not going, not going to Yarmouth.
Do your job.
You don't talk about that place.
See this? One line of houses. You lot, get to work. Earn some money.
You know it's bad. I mean, I was literally getting to the stage now. I was like, right, I'm just building like random bridges of road to sort of try, which all filter the other parts of the city, just to hope that cars will go those routes instead. But of course, they just try and go the most efficient route, which is the most blocked route. It's like, doesn't one of your drivers once think to yourself, maybe the long route's quicker because I ain't sitting in traffic for six weeks?
They obviously haven't updated their TomTom subscription.
Obviously not. And to be fair, I feel sorry for TomTom.
I've been living here for a year now. That road is always gridlocked. Honey, I'll see you in 6 months. I'm going to work.
What way are you going, love?
The same way I always do. That way.
Okay.
It's gridlocked.
Okay. I know, honey.
Okay, honey. Have you got your provisions? No, the shop is the other side of the city.
God damn it. I thought I'm taking a short rope. Bollocks to that, love.
I think I need to start. All I think I'm going to do now is I'm going to start building trains and just having trains go everywhere. I did set up a bus system. Trouble is the buses keep getting caught in the traffic as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really working.
I always cock up public transport. So I just say, look, if you can't walk there, fuck you. Get a car, get stuck in traffic, you're done.
Yeah. Well, everybody bitching about the noise.
Have you got to the point where you can build like posh areas and stuff? Yeah.
I've got one area of almost these posh areas, because posh areas are bigger roads, so you can like sort of get more cars. And the trouble is, the roads are slightly bigger than the old ones, so whenever I build them, I just demolish an entire neighbourhood just to put the new road in.
Right, you lot are too poor. All your family's dead anyway. I couldn't set up the crammy to get them out.
This is the other issues. Because it's so gridlocked, I'm just watching his dead body start piling up again. It's like Newtopia all over again. It's a civilization that's really going well and also just collapses in itself.
I've literally
there's one long row that's like a whole square, because it's in squares, isn't it, basically? Square areas. But one long road that's literally lined with nothing but cemeteries. But all the hearths are in use. But they can't go anywhere to pick the dead bodies up because they're just gridlocked.
There's people dead in their cars.
I'm just watching dead person, dead person, dead person, dead person, dead person. This ain't going well. And then now rubbish is on the pile up again as well. And I can't get... because I can't... No, the rubbish trucks can't get anywhere. I mean, I've got incineration plants everywhere now and they're all generating power.
That's what you're throwing all the corpses into because you can't get into them.
I think it might be quicker, yeah.
We need some more power. Oh, get it there.
I did sit there. I want look down one road because I'm just all putting buildings wherever it's necessary to get the best effect. I'm just one road. I've got a elementary school, high school, university. Makes sense. Next to each other. I've then got the incineration plant, and then a crematorium right next to it.
Old folks' home incinerator crematorium.
I was thinking to myself, how many of them get the wrong delivery?
Oh dear. Well, I'm off to school.
It just yeah.
Where's our kids gone? Little Timmy accidentally fell into the fire room.
I don't think the incineration plant there's a room called the fire room.
Yeah, well. We've got to say it nicely. You can't say you incinerated their kid. He went to the wrong place.
Yeah. So, but I've put a basketball court next to it to try and make everybody happy again.
Yeah.
I've got hospitals now. Hospitals everywhere.
No one can get to them.
I will say the interface isn't the greatest because I find it very hard to diagnose problems.
I haven't played it in a while, so I can't really remember.
Get like these, like I said to you, you get the situation where, let's say fire station, so everything's got, buildings are colour coded by how much at risk they are.
Mm-hmm.
If I have industrial zone, which is all red, because that makes sense, you know, it's more risk. Mm. If I put a fire station literally in the middle of it, it doesn't really do anything.
Mm.
And when they catch fire, they just burn down, because for some reason the fire station thinks it's not their problem.
Looks, man, that building's on fire. Should we go and do something about that? Man, I ain't getting paid enough.
I would, mate, but I'm trying to finish this crossword. Oh, yeah. No, I'm trying to finish Doom on the Switch.
Yeah! Well, someone else will sort it out. There's plenty of fire stations around here. Yeah. And then the other guy's like, hey, them guys ain't mobilising, so sort out that fire.
Oh, yeah, I've got another issue. I've also got a sickness epidemic happening as well, because the hospitals are there. There's kind of the ambulance tree. You see me on the streets, and there's just row upon row of emergency lights as the ambulance are desperately trying to get to somebody's building to pick up the sick person, but can't quite manage it because it can't get anywhere.
And is the hearse following the ambulance to pick up the corpse that's most likely going to be there? Yeah,
I just sitting there thinking, oh, it's all gone wrong again. It was doing so well.
Newtopia 4!
Yeah, Newtopia 4. We don't talk. Welcome to Newtopia 4. Why was the other three? There weren't any other three.
So what is this one labelled number 4? Ah, well, you know, the sign.
He likes the number, yeah. Yeah, it's a mistake when they're tapping it out. You know, the 4 is very close to the P, or the A. He just actually hit the number, and, well, there it is. You know, we printed all the flyers now, we can't do much about it.
I was really, really happy about the idea of starting a new Nicktopia. Like, a utopia for all people.
What about a new Nicktopia?
No. There was nothing here before, and now there is Nicktopia. It is new. It is Nicktopia. It is the new civilization for all the Nicks in the world. And I was so happy, and I was celebrating really hard the other night, and I'm sure we've all done it, and I know you should never say this whilst you're in the middle of, you know, a pitch. I was a little bit pissed. because I was really happy, and I accidentally hit number 4 on the form. So, Nicktopia 4. Yeah. Just know that I was really happy to be here. And,
ten years later, when Nicktopia 4 was in, all on fire, all the roads are just gridlocked, there's blood in the streets, and, you know, there's people killing each other. I must go set Nicktopia 5, I think. Fifth time's a charm.
Nicktopia 5. What's the story behind that one? Well,
I'm sure I've heard about Nicktopia 1, 2, 3, and 4. No, you haven't. They all burnt down. I mean, they did burn down. They would have burnt down if they existed. They didn't exist.
Turns out someone from Nicktopia 4 turns up. You were the bloke that was a bit pished for Nicktopia 4.
And where are you from? Nicktopia 4. Well, who owns that one? They've stolen my name.
That must have been Barkers. My cousin. Yeah. What a dick he is.
He's my fourth cousin. That explains everything.
God damn it.
He looks like you. Identical cousins.
Yes.
Identical cousins.
We were
Do you want to move in? Here's a flyer.
That's funny. This is the Nicktopia 4 flyer, but crossed out.
And 5 for 2, yeah.
In fact, this is actually the Nicktopia 1 flyer, but it's been crossed out a few times.
Well,
start scraping off. Peeling off the sticker.
Well, I got 30
minutes. Nicktopia 5.
I got 30 minutes.
Nicktopia 4. What the hell is this?
I couldn't have signed the name, and I had the files printed, and just had to go. Well, but yeah, it's going well. Everybody's dying. It's brilliant.
That's amazing.
I'm building North Korea. It's basically. Well, one lap of building at a time. It's really nice, and there's loads of trees and parks, but everybody dies, so they can't get anywhere.
So what you're saying is we're going to go to South Korea. Just for a laugh, right? And then we're going to go up to the North Korean border.
And we're going
to change it to Nicktopia
6.
Hey, Big Kim. Congratulations. We've promoted you. You're now in charge of Nicktopia 6.
My fellow new Korean, North Koreans. Kimtopia is no more. Nicktopia 6 is here.
And they're like, sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
And Kim's like,
well, promise the game is, I promise... that you won't all be on fire at the same time. Yay!
Woo! We don't even have fire in North Korea!
Well, when someone burns out, you can warm yourselves around it.
See, there you go.
That's... People never look at the bright side of these things, do they?
Kim's sitting there going, hang on a minute.
He's onto something.
I think he's just trying to take over, you know, the one true Korea.
To be fair,
this Nicktopia 6 sounds badass.
The only difference between Nicktopia 4 and North Korea at the moment is basically a nuclear missile program. That's basically the main difference.
Well, better get on it, mate.
Yeah. I'm basically the same issue. I have the same issue of all. It's basically the same issue that I have in Tropica. That's it, yeah. Same issue in that is that I gradually get to say, I just like, seem to.
You become this vile dictator.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It almost. The thing is. It all goes very well. It's all going really well. Then all of a sudden, there's like some cataclysm happen where either the whole city fills up with rubbish and there's not enough dust carts to pick it up, or everybody just dies, or everybody catches fire.
I've never known those to be end of history.
Or there's a massive power shortage and the whole place blacks out, or...
He sat there in his office talking to the bean counters, and all of a sudden all the lights go off and they're sat in a dark room. Well, looks like everything's gone a bit Pete Tong here. Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay now. I've built a nuclear power plant now.
And that's, right, no, well,
that's probably not enough
power. Moving down to Nicktopia. What are you on, Nicktopia 4 now? I'm moving all the way down to Nicktopia 8, motherfucker. I'm getting well away from that.
Look, I've got a very good signal called Mr. H. Simpson is there. He's looking after everything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, I'll see what Scanstopia looks like.
My place ain't really that much better. Yeah. Well, in fairness, after I sorted out the death population, the death issues and the power problems, and then, you know, I just basically threatened everyone, stop complaining or I'm going to burn down your house.
The only thing that's doing for me with Nicktopia game, City Skylines.
Nicktopia the game.
Yeah. This is City Skylines and Tropico. It's the fact that I can't arrange accidents with people. I was like, I'm complaining about this. Oh dear, you fall underneath a bus. But the bus has never moved because they're in traffic. That one did.
Well, what can I say? I moved a couple cars off the road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you've
received... Couple cars have failed their MOTs, so they had to be moved.
Oh, look, we've received... What's this? I complain about Nitlan Mare. Oh, I've received an invitation to the incineration plants. Well, what could be going on there? Apparently, they've got a party in my honour. They say it's going to be a blast.
Oh, yes. Trouble is, I laugh so hard. Even in my head, I'm just laughing constantly. I can't talk about that game and get the right words out. It's just like, I remember that time when everyone caught fire. Or, hey, remember that time when all the pipes burst and everyone just died because sewage stopped working and the streets just overflooded with crap?
I'm tempted to actually, just for a laugh.
All the babies are dying. It's like, can't fix it. Man. I'm sure they complain about that. My children are sick. I can't help you. Look, you're the mayor.
I built the hospitals. Yes, the ambulance can't get to you, but the hospitals are there.
Right, you're all the way over there. The hospital is somewhere all the way over there. Not my problem anymore. Learn to drive. Gridlock. Not my problem. Update your TomTom subscription.
I am tempted. Just, I say for a laugh. So basically, I put them on, which is like, you know, no money issues, things like that. And then when I just want to build a replication of Lowestoft.
Oh my god. That'll catch fire in 5 minutes.
Build it all, and just see, does Lowestoft in the Sea Games simulation actually run as an effective town? Because we know it doesn't. But it'd be nice to see if the game simulates it properly.
God. You know what? I think it would work. I think it would work in the game, because it wouldn't be run by complete... fucking morons. Alton Broad's been shut for how long now? One road!
Yeah.
And Alton Broad has been shut for not too long, right? Guess what? They've opened it up again, and they're going to close it again. In a couple, in not too long time. But do you know what the reason is?
What?
We're not finished yet. Then why the fuck did you open it to start with?
Well, they closed it a few months ago, didn't they? Yeah. And probably closed it, and it shows... ghost town. I mean, I felt so sorry for the businesses down there because there's one guy I knew to go to buy the kebabs from, and it's a nightmare game to him to buy them. I had to park at the petrol station and walk down to him. Then they opened up again. It's like, oh, good, a fixture. Then they've closed one side down randomly. Yeah. And I say, I came for it today and they opened that back up again. Anything so
they're closing it again.
Yeah.
It's not finished.
Why is it to finish? What have you not done? Did you not buy enough polyfill? What have you not done?
Why did you open it back up if you hadn't finished the job? Did you all decide you were just going to take like an extra long like 4 day tea break or something? It's like all of you sat there like.
When's your completion date? Oh, I haven't done sometime between December 2020.
Yeah.
Do you want a job in Utopia? Come along. You're in charge of roadworks. Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Lads, there's a party just for you at the local incineration plant.
Yeah. Yeah. Why have we got no more workers? Oh, they all went to the part incineration plant.
Oh, that one, eh?
Yeah, that incineration plant. Yeah. Do you not think it's a bad idea? Here's an invite to the incineration plant party.
I'll just walk in through the door of the office all covered in soot with me.
In my head, the installation part is like a bit impulsive. They say, like, just follow the corridor down there, just go on the lift, and head down to the bottom floor, and you'll find it. And as it's going down, it just says, thank you. All stuff has been tested to 3,000 degrees Kelvin. It's like a bit impulsive, they just lower you into the incinerator. That's what I'm envisioning.
Oh, good times. Yeah. Good on Nicktopia
anyway,
4.
Nicktopia 4 is... So Nicktopia's... you know, dying.
Seriously, every time I want to talk about it and say something about it, I'm just like, in my head, I'm just like, and then I say something really stupid. It's like, I can't help it. When you think about all of the things you've done in that game, you've had no trouble kind of spitting out the right words, but I'm just thinking to myself, all the times that the streets got flooded with crap, all the times that there were power outages, all the times that people complained that the school was next to the incinerator. It's like, not my problem. Oh, there's dead in the streets. Why is there a fucking garbage truck right next door to my...
The only good thing about Nicktopia is the fact that I've got so many police stations, crime is an all-time low. So basically, Nicktopia is a police state, effectively.
there's probably more bosses than there are.
Of 3%.
Better send them to the incineration party.
Yeah, it's for the greater good.
For the greater good.
Anyway, that's enough of City Skylines, so...
I actually quite like that game. Did you get... Just a question. Did you get it with all the DLC or just the base game?
Base game.
Okay, cool.
I think... I can't remember if I got it even... I either got it as a humble bundle or I bought it in the last Steam sale.
I've had that for quite a while. Bonuses as a Linux, Mac, and Windows version.
Oh, cool.
Which is neat.
Anyway.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Well, recently I've been up to a lot of things. But there's one thing specifically that me and you have spoken about.
Yep.
Tonight. Which I think's quite neat. That a lot of people are going, about.
It is, mate.
Yeah. So it involves this. Well, you've actually already said it, haven't you, in the podcast?
Yes, I have.
Right. I'm a bit of a fan. I was on a little bit on the fence. It's my Doom glass for anyone who doesn't know.
For the audio viewers, Skaz is now holding up a glass with Doom, and is that a Hell Demon on the side? I see on that. Yeah. And he's also got in his hand a green and pink Nintendo Switch bag, and there might be a Switch inside it.
Yes. Hang on. Let's just check. Listen to that zip. Hang on.
This is an unboxing.
Oh, yeah. Million views right there.
Way! Look, it's a Switch.
Yeah, it's amazing. And on that Switch is, our survey says...
Ooh.
Ta-da!
Doom!
So, Doom on the Nintendo Switch... came out yesterday. Doom 2016, not Doom 1990 cheese.
Yeah.
I can remember when the original came. Was it 92?
Something like that. 93, 1993, nothing like that.
Either way, it's old. It's granddaddy Doom.
It's a 3D game using 2D graphics.
That's amazing. Gotta love them games. Love the old Dooms. Anyways, Nintendo Switch has a port of the 2016 reboot of Doom, which we all know was this, sarcastic air quotes, graphically beautiful, fast-paced, first-person shooter where you shoot and punch the ever-loving crap out of Doom. Oh no, shoot, punch, and chainsaw the ever-loving crap out of demons.
And rip their heads off.
Yes, rip and tear.
And their arms.
Yes, the fact that you can break off their arms and then whip them with them is you know, it's not satanic enough, in my opinion.
It's definitely not satanic because you're killing all the demons.
Yeah. It's not enough satanic references. I don't think there is.
Is any goat slaughter in it?
Not that I've seen, god damn it.
What kind of satanist thing is that then? Is there goats being killed?
They're just not trying hard enough.
There should be a goat.
That's why everything went wrong.
Look, that could be a perfect collectible for each level. You have to find the goat.
Find the goat to sacrifice at the end of it.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Particularly if you had to do like a little mini escort mission, if the goat had to, would follow you.
Wow, that would be terrifying as all hell.
Nah. Your goat,
no!
Your goat has been, your goat has been killed. Damn it!
Like, that's it, you son of a bitch. Smack.
Yeah. you could get like power-ups, couldn't you, for the goat?
That would be hardcore. Could you imagine, like, arming the goat with a minigun or something?
Yeah.
Just say, like, strap a minigun to the goat. Right.
This then when you have to sacrifice it in, you have to fight it. So if you arm...
don't arm up too well.
It's like, oh, God, I've been taking out hell. Yeah, the
body armour and the BFG might have been a bad idea.
the dual-wielded BFGs.
It's like, that was a good idea trying to get...
Why did I install the Instagib mod to it? Why did I put Instagib on it?
No. Well, things have definitely gone Pete Tong here. Right.
We've just improved Doom, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Get on it, Id. So in 2016 this was supposed to be the biggest, best, fastest first person shooter ever to completely revitalize the genre. And I've read a bit about the story of the new Doom.
There's a story?
So this was supposed to be Doom 4. And Doom 4 was going to take place in a more realistic setting. It wasn't just going to be you as a lone marine. It was going to be, you know, you and a little squad. And
right.
Let's just say it was going to be...
Not Doom.
It was going to be Call of Doom.
Yeah, but the whole point of Doom is it's you with lots of stupid weapons. And everything dies really quickly. It was a big bullet sponge. You have to run around. You're constantly running around, shooting things, getting killed and like dying 5,000 times and just very bloody gory. Turn it into a tactical combat, you know...
Wallhugging simulator.
Yeah. That just...
That's not Doom, is it?
No.
Well, thankfully, they scrapped that one because they realised it was a bit stupid. And this is actually something that I will be thankful to Bethesda for. Not often this happens! But Bethesda, you still make crap games, but you do fund some good ones. Normally, they say that if you've been about a year and a half, 3 years in development, and you say that the game is shit, we need to start again, most publishers will say, nope, get rid of it, we're not having this, you're wasting too much money. Bethesda said, yeah, we like the idea, just do it.
I suppose what we'll say is we could kind of go, thanks, Bethesda!
Yeah, don't expect much more thanks from me. Because I still think the games that you make and publish yourself, awful. Id Games, though. Oh, no, but that's another id title, isn't it? So, id published by Bethesda. Anything that isn't made by Bethesda.
Say Dishonored's good. That's Arcane.
It's fun. I enjoy watching that one be played. I'm not a huge fan of playing Dishonored.
Prey, that's Arcane as well.
I think I actually played that one.
I like Prey. I need to finish Prey. So I did a few other games and sort of missed lots of control of Prey. I need to finish that.
You need to finish it. So we've kind of explained what. So Granddaddy Doom, the first. Well, it wasn't really the first. It was the biggest of the early first-person shooters, the one that kind of defined the genre. It started off with Wolfenstein 3D, and then we got Doom. Then Quake came along, and Duke Nukem and stuff like that. Doom, you basically, as Nick said, just run around, you've got loads of guns, and you just shoot the ever-loving crap out of things until they die. And in 2016, after they rebuilt Doom from scratch, they made it the goriest, one of the fastest paced shooters I've played in a long time. Mm-hmm. They basically took the old formula of shooters and said, look, we're going to prove that the old school style of shooters it's still fun. We don't need to be Call of Duty or Battlefield to be fun.
Yeah.
Because in an interview I read by one of the guys who heads id now, he said, look, we keep on watching all the. Once upon a time, people played shooters and they had fun. You know, you'd smile as you were tearing away through enemies because it was fun. It was just senseless fun. Whereas now, people take it too seriously and they get really bitter and salty and. A lot of people just get really nasty about playing games these days. Yeah. They said, we wanted Doom to take people back to when you'd have a laugh playing these games, when you'd get shot in the face and think it was really funny.
Yeah.
And they rebuilt it. The game, in my opinion, for a game that was supposed to look amazing. I never found Doom's graphics, even on PC, to be that great.
I think it was mainly. Less much the graphics, more the effects, like the lighting effects, which were really good.
Well, when I had it on.
It was very orange, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, because it takes place on Mars, doesn't it? So it's going to be kind of.
It doesn't need to be more inside the buildings, does it?
Well.
Outside, fair enough. Inside.
Let's get them tungsten lights to match this.
Outside this house, the outside world in Britain is mainly grey.
Mm.
But, you know, you've got blue skies, say green grass. It happened last year.
It happened once last year.
But inside this room is magnolia. You see, you can have different colours.
Well, that's only to avoid depression.
Well, why don't they paint the Mars colony in magnolia as well?
That'd be funny if they did, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I didn't really even think that the lighting effects were that good, because looking at enemy textures and stuff, and I play the game on Ultra on my PC... I didn't think that the characters looked all that good. I thought they looked kind of eh.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, speed you meant to play it, though.
You're not really paying that much attention, which I'll get to. It was supposed to look really good. It was supposed to be really fast-paced. And then the Switch came along. And
ruined everything.
Yep. And then Bethesda basically said... Bethesda and id were like, I think we could do this. The new Doom, the new id Tech engine was supposed to, you know, show you the peak. Like, how good could everything look? How smooth can it be? Let's see how far we can scale this back. Can we get Doom 2016 to run on what is effectively 2-year-old gaming hardware? Or 2-year-old mobile hardware?
Yeah.
Because the Nintendo Switch is built on the NVIDIA
Shield.
Yeah, which is the X1,
I think. Something like that,
It is 2-year-old hardware at this point. And just crazy enough, they succeeded.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a video of you play it, and it runs fine, yep. Seemingly, apart from a couple of bits, but generally it seems to run fine.
They have had to cut quite a few corners, so it's not going to look as pretty, but it still looked pretty good, because you didn't even realise I was playing on the Switch first time looking at it.
No, not at all.
You know, they've dialed back lighting effects, particle effects, obviously. These are the heavy-hitting things that you're usually put in games. They've cut those back. Textures are obviously much lower quality. I think Doom on PC is about somewhere between 60 and 90 gigs to install. Something in those kind of regions. Yeah. They've got it down to about 22 on the Switch.
That's not bad.
So they've really scaled that down. It's only running at 720p. But I'll tell you something: the fact that that's mobile hardware, that plays really well.
Yeah, it looked absolutely fine. I mean, yeah, it's not as good as it's never going to be as good as gaming PC graphics, because it's not a gaming PC rig. It's a Nintendo Switch, as you say, old hardware rig.
Yeah.
But it plays it.
I mean, it's a 7-inch tablet.
And, you know, you can't take a PlayStation 4, unless you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take an Xbox on the road, you can't take a PC on the road easily.
Nope.
You can't just, like, I'm going to send PlayStation, right, I fancy some mobile gaming. There's my tower, there's my monitor, mouse, keyboard. Extension leads? Have you got an extension lead? Yeah.
Has anyone got a free socket?
Yeah. But this, and you even if put out your pocket and you're playing Doom, sitting in the train station, or on the bus, or in the library, and they're getting thrown out.
Yeah.
You know, you play at work, and your lunch break, it's ridiculous. It's crazy that you can actually play, and it still looks really good.
For what you're playing,
it looks really good.
A triple A game that you'd normally play at home is now available on the go. And whilst it doesn't look as good, and it doesn't play as smoothly, it's fucking playable, and it's still just as fun.
Yeah.
You know,
they need to sort out the issues with, as you pointed out, anything that's got particle effects, light effects. They have got some issues there.
So I played it for an hour as a little first impressions, and I ran into maybe two instances where the frame rate dropped a fair chunk, only for maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah.
15 seconds or so, but it was a pretty obvious drop, to the point that it did make the controls feel a bit laggy, and there were a few audio glitches that happened, like where I'd get a nasty squeal come through, and a few other people, someone else has actually told me that they've had their sound completely cut out.
It did cut up a bit, but that might have been your capture card you pointed out.
Yeah, for sure. And I've had the Switch cut out on a few other games, so it could actually, in fact, be a recent firmware update on the Switch that has caused it. I think, in fairness, considering the game only came out yesterday, they will release patches for this pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because since they've ported id Tech over, the current id Tech engine over to Switch, which is no small bloody feat.
No, definitely not.
They've gone from, x86, like PC-style hardware, because the PS4 and the Xbox One are PCs, right? Yeah. That's not like just going, right, have we got a compiler that compiles for ARM? No. Shit. Right, well, we're going to have to completely rebuild this engine.
Yep.
You know, no small feat. Rewind a second. Because that's no small feat, for all the people saying to me, you can get Doom on PC, PS4 and that for about 15, 20 quid.
Well, it's an old game one, though.
On the Switch, it's 40 quid. It's like, they had to fucking rebuild the entire engine.
Yeah.
They're not just going to say, 15 quid.
And once again, you can't put it in your pocket.
Nope.
You know, it's, I mean, I played it on the, I mean, I've not got a Switch. I'm so mainly PC gamer. I played it on the Switch, and, you know, it almost made me want to buy a Switch, because I was, thinking, well, this would be ideal. You know, there are times when I don't, when I go, say, around to friends, and I'm all, like, sort of, I'm sitting, I'm sort of looking over his house for a couple of days, I don't take my game ring with me, because it's a lot of hassle to take the ring.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to go sit in a,
even if you had a gaming laptop, That's only going to give you an hour, and you're still going to need to cart around a 15.6-inch laptop or a 15.4-inch laptop, a mouse, you know, and things like that. And again, an hour, and you're still going to need an outlet to get the machine to run full speed.
But this one, you can sit in the lounge, and away you go.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of an old gaming dream. When I was a child, we wanted to take our home games on the go. And we also wanted to have our portable games on the TV. So we had things like the Master Gear Converter, which played Master System games, the home console, on the Game Gear. So you could take your Master System games on the go. For Nintendo, you had the Super Game Boy. You could play your Game Boy games on the Super Nintendo, so you could play them on the big screen TV if you wanted to. In this current generation, we had things like the PlayStation Vita. But for some reason, there's been this massive... I don't know, maybe gamers these days have had head trauma. Really bad cases of head trauma. Because apparently we've decided we don't want... With the PlayStation Vita as the example, we don't want AAA games on the go, so we said that was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
We want Angry Birds and Fruit Ninja and whatever the popular phone games are. We don't want console games on the go.
No.
Kind of silly.
No.
And I said, well, why would we want to take that on the go? That's just a dumb thing to do. PlayStation Vita is stupid. No, it isn't. It was a great system. And it had some really good console quality games on there. Just people were idiots about it. The Switch gives me this amazing thing where... I mean, you saw it. I'm playing Doom on the telly. And then, let's say, for example, the wife says, I've got to go do something. Or I get called up for a job. I literally walk over to the telly, reach, grab, and the game continues to play. The split second I pull it out of the dock on the screen. I can
really
then...
Really press a bit of hardware.
Put the console to sleep... Put it in my bag, and then continue from where I was.
I was very impressed by the hardware. Really impressed with the hardware.
Mm-hmm. And because id Tech has been ported, this is where I was gone. Because the id Tech engine has been ported, they're doing what's the new Wolfenstein game?
New Colossus.
That's coming out next year on Nintendo Switch. You can guarantee any issues they have with Doom. They're still ironing out for the new Colossus. These problems will be fixed.
Yep, and I would dare say, as I mentioned earlier, I would imagine, given that it's id Tech, I'm pretty sure that Prey and Dishonored 2 went on id Tech. I'll check it. I'm pretty sure it does. In which case, I can see those. I mean, Dishonored 2, I know it came out a year ago, but that's still within range to be released on the Switch.
Yeah, for sure.
And Prey came out last year, that's still within range to be released on the Switch.
I mean, a lot of people...
I can see them coming across.
A lot of people are looking to get Skyrim on the Switch. Even I said I'd get Skyrim on the Switch, just because it's... Skyrim's ancient! My children could barely walk when Skyrim came out. They're now playing games on their own gaming PCs.
Play Skyrim.
Yeah, much time has passed, people. But, I wouldn't mind having a lot of the older games brought up to the Switch, like L.A. Noir.
Yes,
is now being brought out on the Switch.
That's cool.
So you've got it. I don't mind older games coming to the Switch. Just give me some games to play.
Yeah,
let's see what the hardware can do, because clearly it's capable of doing quite a bit. And I'll tell you something else. If Nintendo said to me in 2 years' time, we're coming out with, you know, their stupid branding of the new whatever. So they've got the new 3DS, which is the more powerful 3DS. And the new 2DS, which is the more powerful 2DS. So it's not saying that you've gone out and brought a brand new one. It's just called the new 3DS. Yeah. If they said to me, right, we're now releasing the new Nintendo Switch in 2 years, and we've got the new NVIDIA chip in it. And now we are capable. Look, a current generation chip. And it says, yeah, we can now play current games at 1080p60. Guaranteed. Because mobile phone hardware right now, current generation hardware, is amazing versus what we had 2 years ago. Mm. I mean, in some cases, double the performance. Imagine what that would be like.
Very impressive.
You know, imagine having the lighting effects turned up.
Mm.
Imagine having, you know, solid 60. You don't need it, but just imagine where we're going to go if Nintendo releases another Switch in future with imagine where this can go.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. It just blows my mind. Doom on Switch, few problems, really good game for them.
But it only came out yesterday, so give them a chance to...
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I just still can't believe, it still boggles the mind that they've done it.
Yeah.
And as far as the graphics are, it doesn't look as good as the other console. When you are running around shooting things in the face, I'm telling you something, the faster absolutely you move, fine. You're not paying attention to the graphics at all.
It looked absolutely fine. Yes, it's never gonna, yes, it's not quite super duper high spec. To be honest, I'm more interested in actual facts, frame rate, and keeping things smooth, less so in the quality of the graphics. I'd rather have lots of great graphics, but better frame rate, because it just feels smooth, and that covers a lot of the area.
You don't even need 60 FPS. Just the idea that if you give us 30 locked solid, give us a solid frame rate, brilliant.
Yeah, the sword.
That's all you need. It looks really good. I've played quite a few games between PC and Switch recently, and as long as the frame rate is pretty solid, the drop between 30 and 60 isn't that big of a deal to me.
No,
and even the graphics quality drop, not that big of a deal. When you're moving around a stage really quick and you're in the heat of the moment, it
doesn't. Most people can't tell the difference anyway.
Most people can.
Some people can. If you're used to familiar, some people can, but a lot of people just can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will say that some people have been really stupid with it. Well, it's nowhere near as good as my... It's not a PC. It's not a console. You're talking about like an 8-core console with an expensive graphics card.
That's like when people used to sort of mock me when I used to have my Defender, and oh yeah, it's not as fast as my, you know, little hot hatchback. Well, no, it's not supposed to be. It's an off-roader. It's not meant to be fast.
Your hatchback ain't going to be chasing you around a field, is it?
No, okay. It's like, oh, do you want to have a race? Yeah, I'll have a race. I'll pick the racetrack.
Yeah, that's it.
A nice ploughed field. Let's see how far you get in that with your body kit. And your stupid double exhaust in the back. Let's see how far you get around that.
See, that's it. They're not making fair comparisons, and people are just being silly with it.
It's what it is.
It's one hell of a technical achievement. That's what it is.
If there was another coming out there producing a handheld games console, similar designs to a Switch, and you compare it to that, you know, fair enough, you've got a fair comparison there, but, you know, you can't compare something that needs to be plugged into your TV at home, and, you know, mains power supply, can't run off a battery. You can't compare. It's not fair.
Not for sure.
It's not a fair comparison. Right. Doomed?
Yeah, absolutely good. Brilliant.
Good. So moving on to TV. Have I took up Charles' space? Sorry, Charles. Charles is the dog if you're new, Vera. Wow, we've got four people watching. Hello, four people.
Who we got?
Oh.
It looked meh on the PC because it wasn't played in an Xbox One X. Xbox One X is a fucking farce. It's a joke. It's not real.
Xbox One X is a PC. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Me and Duxton knows that I have this hatred of the Xbox One X marketing. They're saying, oh yeah, mate, it's a 4K 60 console. But no, it isn't. They can't play every game at 4K 60. Because there isn't a PC on the planet.
That 2D game they produced, that's 4K 60 technically. Yes, it's in 2D, but it'll work.
Yeah. Because there isn't a PC on the planet that can play games at 4K 60. You can buy a graphics card for PC that costs more than the Xbox One X that still can't play every game at 4K 60.
No.
You have to do some serious graphical witchcraft to get a game to run at 4K 60. Like, I don't know. Low graphic settings.
Oh no. Have you seen who's joined us?
Oh yeah, there we go.
Middlemeister.
Oh dear.
Where the fuck are you?
You savage.
How can you be on there joining us?
And not holding the microphone.
Yeah. I mean, you're there, you're in front of us, holding the microphone.
Blessed Duxton, he wouldn't know because he doesn't own a 4K TV.
Oh, good man.
Oh, good job. In fairness, though, what I will say to people is, if you like it, then play it. If it's got the games you want on it, play it.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I judge consoles based on the strength of their exclusives. And Xbox One X doesn't have anything I want to play on it.
Yeah.
I've got an Xbox One. The games aren't going to be any more fun if they're in 4K 60 versus 1080 60 or 1080 30.
Yeah.
Right,
moving on to TV review. So this last week I've been catching up. Clippo's gone on about it and I've been meaning to catch up for a while. Stranger Things.
Never seen it, but people have told me to watch it.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's really, really good.
Spoiler alert, really good.
Spoiler, really good. I'll try to keep any discussion as spoiler-free as possible. There might be something for the first couple of episodes, but I'll try and keep it free as possible. So Stranger Things, it follows four young boys.
You've got... Sounds really creepy already.
No, it's alright. I think they start about 13, 12, 13 years old.
Just getting even creepier. Yeah. You're not helping the creepy
The whole game's... It's set in the 80s, which is really nice, because they've really sort of narrowed down the sort of 80s look to it.
Is everything in neon?
No, it's not in neon, but it's like sort of... like
it's nearly
it's
neon.
Realistic 80s. Like, cool. You know, everything, you can see all the bits and pieces.
Are we all sitting in basements?
Yeah.
Playing D&D.
Yes.
That's definitely
yes, D&D. Yes, it is. And it's like, I mean, there's stuff in there which I think, I remember my mother having one of those. And it's very neat to tell. They really sort of tell sort of story of the 80s. Really, they've done quite well. I mean, there are some things that apparently people point out that that didn't actually exist in the 80s. At that point in the 80s, they've all got the time is a bit wrong, but it's been a few years.
Hey, look, my phone.
Yeah, not quite that bad. But set in this fictional place called Hawkins. And basically... it's about these four kids, they play D&D, and one of the kids afterwards goes off and he disappears.
As you do.
Yeah. And it's time to this, there's a lab nearby that's doing experiments of some description. And also while...
Nicktopia 5 opened up, didn't
it? Yeah, Nicktopia 5 opened up. No, it opened up a research laboratory. And whilst there, they also, shortly after he disappears, they find a girl... who has psychic powers. She can like move things, telekinesis, move things and do things. And basically it's a story, it's a whole sort of first season based around finding it, trying to find out what happened to Will. And that's not spoilers. It's in the first, it's before the first 5 minutes he disappears.
It's not in the pub.
It's in the blurb. Blurb?
It's blurb.
The blurb. It's in the blurb.
See, you now said, you're having you, issues
you
with
said,
words.
You said pub, you see, and I turned blurb to blurb. it's basically following what happens to him. It's following, it's, you've only got sort of different groups of people. You've got like the young boys who do sort of the investigation into him and find out what's going on. So they investigate sort of like what goes on in the sort of laboratory. You've got this sort of there's a older sort of group of teenagers who are sort of semi get involved, who are sort of looking into the because something this app does, and it's unleashed something to our to our world. It's unleashed something. It's they're sort of dealing with it as well. And you've got one group. You've got another group who actually sort of investigating his disappearance as well. So it's like three independent storylines that sort of come together right at the end. It's really well written. I mean, some people complain about it, but I think overall it's really nicely written. It really flows nice. I mean, the first season is I think 8 episodes.
Right. How long are the episodes?
About 50 minutes. I think the last one's an hour. So quite... but, you know, enough that you can binge in an afternoon type thing. There's also where Netflix used to release them all in one go. They released literally the entire series in one hit. Yeah, so it's quite neat. So you literally just... it's there. You can watch it straight away, the whole thing, if you really wanted to. Ruin it for you if you really want to. Watch it too quick. Or ruin it with your friends by telling them all the spoilers.
Just, like, flip out your notepad and this is where...
And I think... and also, a lot of the dialogue is reasonably believable. Some bits push... but generally it's reasonably believable, the dialogue in it. So it's quite nice how they've managed to sort of tell the sort of, you can tell, so it does really neat things. So for example, there's one family in it who obviously got there quite well off, so everything looks 80s, which would be contemporary at the time. There's another group in it whose family obviously aren't so well off, and their house looks very 70s.
Yeah.
To the fact they haven't had, they can't afford to update everything.
Yeah, sure.
Which works really neatly. It's a nice little bit of storytelling there, which were, I thought was nice and neat.
There's still rock and roll wood panelling everywhere.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, the actors are really good. These child actors are really good. I'm very impressed by their bit. I always get a little bit worried about kids and TV programs. I think, oh, they're a bit of shit. But actually, the fact they're really good. I mean, I feel sorry for them a little bit because it's all got a little, they've got a little bit too famous because. There's one poor lad, it's basically he got criticised because, you know, he's only 14 years old and he's been criticised because he didn't sort of interact with, like, fans outside a hotel.
Because he's fucking 14
years old. Yeah, you know, give the poor lad a chance. I mean, he's not going... He's a kid first.
Thinks to himself, you know what? I want to go and, I don't know, skateboard, go get some junk food, and then I'm going to go play some Xbox or something. It's like, they don't give a fuck about the people going, oh, what a great show. He's like... Is it?
Yeah. Some people made some silly comments around him. And it's just... It's like creepy comments. I mean, the girl, I think she's played by a 13-year-old actor.
Right.
Actress. And one magazine put her, like, in the top 20 most sexiest women in film production at the moment. It's like, really?
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, you're telling me. That's ridiculous. What are you doing that
where
for?
Where in the world is she legally considered sexy?
Well... I'm sure some parts of the world where she's probably considered sexy, but I mean, you don't put that in there, do you? I mean, if you're, mate, I think it's like some American publication. You don't do something like that, you stupid.
That's where you start questioning the author. You're like, what's the number for the,
In the same sort of week that we're announcing, like, you know, all these old celebrities, though, like the likes of Kevin Spacey and also we're discovering what they get up to, and we now know how to solve any issues with... Seriously, imagine I'm the centre of a controversy, all going wrong for me. Really great centre of controversy. Here's my solution. So you say, I'm going to accuse this. Oh, I don't remember it, I'm gay. Fixed surfing, doesn't it?
Wow.
That's what Kevin Spacey basically
did. Well, it does now.
That's what basically...
These days.
That doesn't work for Kevin Spacey, that's for certain.
So I was going to say, because if you say that these days, people look... Oh shit, if I confront him on that, then people are going to think I'm a homophobe or something ridiculous like that. Doesn't protect you. Just don't be a dick. It's like, my religion, or I'm whatever, or. No, don't start pulling the minority card.
Don't try and deflect what you've been up to by, you know, say, pulling some. Any sort of.
There is no get out of jail free card in life.
Yeah.
But I do worry, though, when you say that child actors are good. You know, is this becoming a very, very, very popular show?
Yes.
It always worries me when child actors get thrown into the spotlight that maybe they start to become a bit dickish later on.
Yes, and I am trying to work out which one of them is going to end up washed up drug addict who dies in his mid-20s.
Right.
I'm trying to work out which one of them is going to do that. I have a theory...
Right.
And I might write on a bit of paper and a card and talk to and just to get it fired and say, I was right. Because child actors don't have a good longevity.
No.
Generally speaking, if you're a child actor, there's a good chance you either end up hiding away from everybody because you're too famous, or you'll be dead in your mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I mean, that's a very... I know it's a broad spectrum. I know it's a...
The ones that drive me mental are the ones where it goes to their head and then they think they can never be wrong and that they are literally the best person on the planet.
That's pretty fair. That's something that needs to be controlled by people outside them, because if you're someone who's 13, 14 years old, that's an easy thing to get into unless someone outside is controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be careful. As season 2 came out, I think like a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
So season 2's now out. Again, they released everything in one go. Just as good. It carries on the story really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
They did introduce two new characters into it, which I felt were a bit pointless.
Okay.
They introduced, and this is my spoiler for the first episode of season 2. So if you haven't watched season 2, you might want to drop this, but it's literally the very first episode. You've got a character called Max and a character called, I think it's Biddy is his name, who's her brother. And basically, I don't get why she was needed. She was put in there, but it didn't feel necessary for her to be there.
Doesn't add anything to the...
No, you could quite happily delete her character and it wouldn't actually change the plot line at all. Because she basically tags around with the other people anyway.
Right.
It just doesn't work. And the guy Billy, again, he basically is only there to be a sort of minor antagonist at the school.
Can I just... I'm going to cross a line here.
Yes.
Is this character...
Are you going to admit you're gay after this?
I might have to protect myself. Is this character a minority?
No. Oh, well, depends if you count redheads as a minority.
Yes.
Oh, then yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. No.
If you've looked at the list of requirements for TV shows, you need a disabled kid and you need
I get the feeling, because for No, I can't say I'm not spoiling it. I'm gonna have to withdraw that, because if I say what I was going to say, that will spoil a bit short twist to the episode. So I can't say it, so I can't. But it did feel like they put him in there to try and sort of balance out the main game, but it just didn't feel necessary.
Okay.
It felt like it was just added in just for adding in sake.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some interesting developments in the second series. I mean, it does feel like very much a finishing off of the first. They're planning, I think, they want to do 4 or 5 seasons.
Do you think it'll get 4 or 5 seasons?
Well, I think so, because it's been, well, first series is a massive hit for Netflix, and second series as well been a good hit for Netflix, so I think it will get its 4 or 5 seasons.
These are funded by Netflix, right?
Yes. These are all funded. Strange Things is a whole Netflix, it's like House of Cards, a whole Netflix production.
Okay, cool.
So that is their thing. So yeah, it's really, I said, it's a really good series. So if you like it, when I saw the trailer, I thought it was going to be more supernatural, but it's really more sci-fi.
Okay.
It's like sci-fi, and it's been heavily inspired by 80s films, you know. Think Alien, and apparently they watched a lot of the old style directors to sort of try and copy their style.
Yeah.
So it's directed like an old style film as well, which really adds to it. It makes it feel really authentic in a way. You can actually imagine.
Actually, aesthetic.
You can actually imagine this being filmed in the 1980s. Apart from obviously it's got CGI in it now.
Oh, sure.
They did probably want to do more practical effects. They want to try and do as many practical effects as possible.
Best way.
But, found like this sort of... there is a monster. That's clear in the first 5 minutes. The monster just didn't look right practical. So they dropped that and went...
It looked like a Japanese guy in a rubber dinosaur.
Yes, it did. So they dropped it with CGI for sound effects.
Just in case anyone was hit on the head with a rock.
Yeah. So they have tried. It's really well done, really well filmed, really nicely, and it feels very off the time. The characters are good, I think. Well, generally, there's not really anyone. The people you don't like because you're meant to not like them.
Sure.
And vice versa, ones you're meant to like, you like. Really neatly done. So yeah, I would highly recommend it. Our last show gave you a recommendation of watching Westworld, and you did, and you liked it.
Yep.
So this year I'm giving you a recommendation of Stranger Things.
Rocking. As a note for the website, can we put in a things we recommend section, so like TV shows we recommend, and then list the TV shows that we've mentioned in previous podcasts? So, you know, say, like, hey, these are some good shows, go and check these out.
Yeah, I can manage that.
Cool.
I'll have to go back through all the podcasts, but I can manage that.
That's going
to
be painful. Do we not have more listed in show notes?
Oh, probably. Oh. Barb, but you're forgetting when the likes of Barb was here, he never used to put anything in the show notes.
No, bless him. Oh, that's right. Well, let's just keep to what we have in the show notes.
All right. So no Barb stuff ever be on there.
Yeah. And neither will mine.
No, exactly. Basically, I just forget about show notes and just put my own stuff on there.
Yeah. This is all the stuff that Nick recommends.
Yay. Stranger Things, Westworld, Grand Tour, Doctor Who,
The new Star Trek.
No
one recommends that.
Like I said, I honestly, although I've been told apparently it's got better by a middle miser who could be here to defend it, but he's not.
So basically, it's shit.
I watched it since the first 2 episodes.
Inky's watched some of it, and every time she watches, I swear she's just grinding her teeth.
I haven't actually sat down and watched. I might have to sort of like give a go for the next episode just to see, but. Sure. I've been quite enjoying the other Netflix shows at the moment. I've been quite impressed by it. I tell you one thing I'm quite impressed by is they Netflix do a nice range of shows. Now, they've really branched out on their...
They probably have to, though, don't they? Because they keep losing licences to other stuff because other companies are deciding to pull their content to make their own streaming services.
I think that's what Netflix is trying to... apparently they want, by 2021, to have at least 50% of their own stuff on there.
Which would be neat.
Yeah. I mean, so far, they've been doing quite well what they're doing. They're doing stuff that I don't think would have got made normally. Because apparently, Stranger Things, when they went round all the other studios, they could be what they just wanted to, they want to like drop all the child characters and put all the adults in it and so forth. And they wanted to redo it all. Whereas Netflix said, no, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, you do you.
You be creative. And they've right. You know, something to be said for that sort of hands-off approach. They give it a go. What's the worst happens? It doesn't work out. You only made one season. Then you go, fair enough.
Yeah, for sure. They tried.
Just say to them, right, okay, do it. Just be prepared that it needs to be able to stand by itself. Have some hit sort of plot hooks, but have it so it can stand by itself after one season.
And the trouble is, if you screw with it, if you're a big studio and you screw with it, who's to say it wouldn't have succeeded had you not have stuck your fingers in it? Because you're like, oh, well, that was clearly crap because no one watched it. But you did screw with the original plot, the original story. You never really know then, do you?
Yeah. So, right, should we look at a few comments before we move on to the next bit?
Sure.
Okay, we suck too, apparently. Thanks, Middlemeister.
Cool.
I was outside that hotel for ages, though. Well, you shouldn't be accosting small children. I keep telling you this.
Oh, dear.
It gets way better. I don't know if it's so much Strange. It must be Star Trek Beyond. Not Beyond. Star Trek Discovery. The Star Trek based on the Land Rover. That sounds like the old JRPG. It gets really good after the first 20 hours. Fuck off, first 20 hours aren't good. They were even in the game.
That's it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think you've got the sort of... I mean, again, you can have a slow burn on a game for like the first couple of hours. That's fair enough. But after that, you really... If you want me to invest that much time in the game, and after... Because to me, it's like, okay, after 2 hours, I can live with putting up... That's an evening. I can live with that.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't work out. 20 hours is like a couple of weeks worth of playing, potentially, or maybe even 3 if you don't get very much time, or you, it's probably like 2 months.
Yeah, for sure.
And then after hours, you still don't like it, and you've given 20 hours, you think, oh, I've wasted all that time.
It was like when we tried Elder Scrolls Online. A friend of mine had said, play Elder Scrolls Online, and me and two other people had got it. Me and the wife had it, and my mate Divine had it. Divine never played MMOs before. He never really got into MMOs. And me and Inky are seasoned MMO players. We were told, just give it a chance. I was pretty certain I weren't going to like it, because I'm not a fan of Skyrim. Oblivion's okay. Morrowind was good. But, you know, I don't like modern Elder Scrolls games. And the fact that it says Elder Scrolls Online means I should really be invested in that universe a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And because I went in there and said the combat is basically exactly like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Right? With the exception of instead of going into a menu to change spells and skills and stuff, it has a quick bar at the bottom that you just like press like 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever like you do in other games to quick swap.
To be fair, you know, if it's meant to be in the Elder Scrolls universe, that's sort of reasonable to sort of try and keep it similar.
See, I then complained that it was like Skyrim and I wasn't a fan of Skyrim.
It looks like Skyrim.
We played it for, I think, 8 hours. And I was told, oh, you haven't given it a fair chance. You should have really given it 15 hours. I was like, 15 hours? Like, well, really, you should have played about half the game. And I was like, half the fucking game? It's an MMO. I could be there for months.
Yeah.
If I don't like it in the first night.
You can't hook somebody in. I mean, think about it's a subscription-based thing. You can't hook somebody in within the first... I'd say 2-3 hours. You might as well not bother. You might as well not bother hooking. You know, you've failed. You've failed at it. You can have slow burns get going, but if you can't get some of that, no, if you can't get your claws in that person, you have screwed up.
Yeah,
you really have.
I don't like the idea of this. You should give things a fair chance. If you play it and you don't like it, you don't like it. If maybe you go back to it in say 6 months' time and you try again, and all of a sudden something clicks. Great, but if it put you off and you never want to go back to it again, you shouldn't be forced to try it again. If you didn't like it, you just didn't like it.
I hate all this. It doesn't really kick off until XYZ time has gone by.
I said once I didn't like Pokemon X and Y. Right? Now, note that I was a pretty seasoned Pokemon player up to this point. I played most of them before that. I was told that because I didn't like it, I didn't give it a fair chance. I didn't play enough of it. And I was like, I finished the game. I beat it. And they're like, oh. Like, yeah, what, so just because I finished it, I'm supposed to like it?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
No.
I played it and didn't like it. It's like me and Fallout. You could love Fallout. I like Fallout 1 and 2.
Mm.
But from 3 onwards, I look at it, I'm like, I can't play this. This is this is Skyrim with a post-apocalyptic universe.
No, it's more Oblivion, because it's using the Game Bro engine.
Well, sure, but you know what I mean? It's Elder Scrolls, but
I will say, did you play New Vegas?
I think I've got it, but I don't know if I've played it.
New Vegas is definitely... A lot of people
have told me that is the one to play.
That is, because it's made by the original developers. It's a lot more smarter built than the...
Some of the story points in 3 were just broken as all hell.
Yeah. I mean, it's still got its... To be fair, it's a Bethesda-based engine game, so it's still got its bugs.
Oh, it's not even the bugs, just some of the story elements. So I thought, that's really, really dumb.
The story's a lot more interesting in New Vegas, because it is about 3 factions vying for control, and you can really help and square over the factions, depending on which way you go. I think there's 4... From memory, I think there's 4 possible ways you can side in it, and you can still go see the fact. You can really balance it. It's really well... I think it's... Probably the out of all the Fallouts I've the new, shall we say, the first person Fallouts play, definitely the best of the lot.
Sure.
And that's a bit of a descendant because a lot of people think prefer Fallout 3, but that's because it was the first time it'd been reimaged in that version. I think there's a lot of nostalgia for the fact it was the first game, but it was so brown.
Yeah.
And it just felt so empty, whereas New Vegas feels a little bit more like a real world. And
yeah.
Like I said, there's just so many neat tie-ins, the way they've made certain actions that are completely unrelated have a big action. Even the DLCs, for example, they put it. If you've done a certain thing in the main game, it ties over to the DLC and they'll react to it. When the DLCs, there's 4 DLC released for it, they've actually got a background story. And then the last DLC is like the continuation of those 3 background stories. So in the first 3 games you play, there's hints about what's going to happen in the last DLC.
Yeah.
Really neat idea. Mm-hmm. And it's really well executed. So yeah, Fallout New Vegas. I mean, that the only downside is, we were talking about it, that is a game that does take a while to get going.
Ow.
That's the only... You could probably... I played it... Well, not a lot happens for at least the first couple of hours.
But if you said I gave it an evening, let's say I gave it...
A decent evening, say 3 to 4 hours,
yeah,
you'd probably get an idea if you're going to like it or not.
Sure.
I mean, the big sort of start of the game is getting to New Vegas. That's like the first big actual quest is to get there. But if you do that straight away, you're being stupid. You need to sort of... If you play any Bethesda game, how it's meant to be played, you go do the main quest straight away, you're doing it wrong. Mm. You should sort of like
explore a bit,
yeah. So yeah, give New Vegas a bit of a go. It may just be the Fallout star and engine, the new style of being light, but give it a go because it is definitely a lot better written.
I'd like to go through the Fallout series at some point. 1, 2, 3, New Vegas, 4. I would like to go because I don't remember much of anything about the original Fallouts other than. I don't remember the names of any of the places, but there was a bloke who runs like a shop who's also a sheriff. And then there's a bloke who runs a gambling joint, and you can side with one or the other to go and either go and kill the sheriff or go and gun down there. That is literally one of the only things I remember about the place.
I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since I played the original Fallouts. So long.
Mm.
What I like about the original Fallout, I think actually, I can't remember if they moved in a patch or not, but I think originally, the original Fallout, you actually had a time limit to complete the game.
Mm.
You had to complete it in 100 in-game days.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
initially for the first part, but then there was like a second time limit for if you didn't complete it, then basically
everyone in the vault was gone.
No, that was the first bit. You had to get the warship in the first 100 days. Once you'd done that, there's like an extra time limit for another part of the game, so followed on from that.
Okay, cool.
And I think you had like 200 days or something to finish the rest of the game off before they got overrun, which was quite neat. I know what you're thinking of. It's a similar, but that's Fallout 3. We're talking about the original Fallout 1 and 2, the 2D isometric games.
Yeah.
Not the. You're thinking of where you can side with the ghouls. To get him into Tenpenny Towers or Tenpenny himself and stop him getting in.
What was the boss to Fallout 1? Wasn't that the mutant?
The Master.
Yeah.
And he bred the super mutants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Which was neat. I'd like to go through those. Dutchin and I had been chatting because they're bringing out Skyrim on the Switch. it would need to see be kind of neat to see, say, a couple of Fallout games come out on Switch. Not my kind of games, but still, I think it would be neat to see them on.
If they could port Sky, they should be able to port Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 should really work.
For sure.
If they obviously dress it down a little bit better.
Which would you say is the better looking game, Skyrim or Fallout? Like details and stuff like that. Because to me, Fallout seems really empty and brown, no matter how you look at it.
The Fallout 3 I found very, very brown. There wasn't a lot of colour to Fallout 3. It was like brown, another shade of brown. Oh, slightly lighter shade of brown.
And you'd have thought in the time that it took for you to get out of the vault, shit would have started to...
Yeah, and I liked that when I first played, I really sort of like got invested in the world and the story. But then saw one about for Ashfate. It was quite a naff story.
Oh, yeah. Ragnar's all hell.
New Vegas was definitely a lot better, a lot more lighter, because it's set in a part of the world which isn't quite so heavily hit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more greenery in it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot nicer looking, and it feels a bit more. The terrain feels a bit more varied. It's more, density, but some of it just feels a bit more. I mean, I didn't like New Vegas when I first played it, but I sort of over time I've really got more. This is my favourite one.
So you kind of played it, hated it, went back to it, and was like, actually, that's all right.
Yeah, do you know what? Absolutely right. I got more invested in the story in it. I didn't like all the cowboy stuff. Basically, I didn't like that because it's say riffing heavy off the Wild West. Fallout 4. Yes, it's very. I think it's quite good. Some people complain, but people always complain about graphics anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would say because New Vegas and Fallout 3 were using the old engine, the old Oblivion engine, and there's always issues with that engine. It's a little bit. It never rubbery. Quite could do. It could quite do faces properly, no matter what they tried.
Everything looked like melted action man.
Yeah. It's very hard to say.
Or wrapped in plastic.
I'd probably say, in terms of variety, Fallout 4 has probably got more variety of terrain, whereas Skyrim has got less. I know there's quite a massive difference in time between the two, but Skyrim's got a lot less variety in its terrain. It's still... Although I did find Skyrim very atmospheric.
Yeah.
I did really feel, like, particularly at the tavern stuff, it did feel a lot more atmospheric than, I think a lot of the games I played in... Elder Scrolls, it just felt that just a little, I don't know, it just got that just right.
That is the trick with the Elder Scrolls games. Whilst I don't really get on with the story that much, mainly because the worst one for me was Oblivion's end game. Mm. Punching the end boss, or one of the end bosses, and it dying was embarrassing.
If I managed that one, I'd feel quite a cool.
That was fine, but like throughout the entire game, they're bigging up these characters, and I just run into their heavenly garden or whatever it is, pound them square in the face, and they all go, like, they were mages walking around in cloth, and I'm this huge hulking bloke in plate armour. Whack! They fucking go down. I unequipped my bloody sword, because I was like, oh, you're what I have to fight. Fine.
Yeah. It's funny actually, because I'll tell you something, in Elder Scrolls games, I have never completed the main quest in any Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
I've only ever done the side quests and everything, and then I've sort of got a bit, probably usually about halfway through, but Oblivion, where did I get up to in the main quest in that? Only about, I think I got as far as finding the book, and that was it. Which is quite early on. I think it's about the fourth or fifth main quest mission.
Got a clue, Ashman. I played that back on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That was a long ass time ago.
Yeah. It is a while.
God, that was a slog. Do you think they could port a lot of these newer games onto the Switch? Like, do you think Fallout 4 could make it to the Switch?
Honestly, why not? It's got obviously got to port the engine across, but I don't see why they couldn't. I can't see him porting the older engine, the Game Boy engines, get across.
Do you think you'd ever get a remastered Fallout 3 then? Or
maybe.
I don't know what they did with Skyrim.
I think they're too old now to perform across. You think Skyrim came out in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6 years ago. They've now ported that across. So,
we did get Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City on mobile phones, so I can't see why they couldn't.
Maybe. They might do it, I just don't feel they will. But they might do, you never know.
I mean, it'd be neat if they did. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you've got older games, and you want a bit
of extra,
yeah, it'd be
it's
great.
Ideal for them, yeah. So
yeah, but we have to, we should probably play through some of the Fallout games.
Yeah,
considering I can remember next to call
that could be one to add to our marathon session.
Yeah, for sure. 24-hour stream.
Yep, coming to stream near you soon.
Yes.
Next year, at some point. We're not sure when.
At some point.
Yeah. So.
Fallout and I'll suffer through some of the Elder Scrolls games.
Yeah.
I will agree with you, though. A lot of the Elder Scrolls games really had a really nice atmosphere.
Mm.
That's one of the things I used to like about World of Warcraft, actually.
Yeah.
Atmosphere.
I would say, of all of them, Skyrim has definitely got the most atmosphere to it.
I barely played that one, to be honest.
Skyrim, actually, somehow,
as much as I slag it off, I barely played it, but that was Bethesda's fault.
I found Morrowind, I found, I quite liked. Oblivion, I found a bit cartoony fantasy. You know, all the places just felt a little bit too. I
wasn't sure how I felt to the handholding at that point, because that's when they started introducing the waypoint system. I wasn't a massive fan of that.
I personally didn't mind that so much, because playing Morrowind and it giving you directions.
You could like completely overshoot where you had to go.
If you have a pen and paper handy to write it all down, it was just it was a pain in the ass finding stuff. In actual fact,
and accidentally breaking into someone's house and killing a main character.
Yeah, screw it. Your quest is ruined now.
Oh great!
Shit,
game over.
Yeah. Plus, you'd be a werewolf in Skyrim, which is good. Well, I was really upset at the werewolf in Skyrim because they didn't make it level properly. So basically, you got as you leveled, your wolf form didn't level properly with you. So yes, you got weaker. Fucking werewolf dude. I'm a level 80, you know, or level 50 dude. My werewolf form should be fucking terrifying.
Yep. And it turns out you turn into like a poodle or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you've leveled up into a shih tzu. Oh, fantastic. Brilliant.
You're a pug.
You're a dachshund. You can nip their ankles.
Oh my god. Or,
oh. Audio recorder, that's fine. No, it's okay. I caught it with my foot. It's fine.
You're a poodle that goes meow.
Yeah, I can just imagine you finally transform. You're a little poodle and you're bright pink because you've been dyed. You've been all trimmed up. And it's like, and you're facing off against this giant dragon. You think, this is not going to go well.
Oh, dear.
This really is not going to go well.
Norm.
Yeah. Game over.
Cool. Well, he's dead.
Yeah. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did I told him to forget the poodle mod.
I wish Skyrim wasn't broken when it was released. Because that was horrible.
Wouldn't be a Bethesda game for work properly.
No, I mean, it was horrible.
Part of the fun
made me not want to play.
Part of the fun of Bethesda games is finding all the game-breaking bugs in them.
Game-breaking bug, dude. It ran at like fucking 2 FPS on my rig at the
time. It's part of the fun. I don't know what you're talking about. It's part of the fun.
That's a fucking slideshow. Do you know what their fix for me was?
Buy the DLC?
No. Well, because I was on the PC at the time. They said to me, yeah, the fix, pull one of your graphics cards. I was like, right. They're like, yeah, if you want to play it at the proper frame rate, pull the graphics card. I was like, fuck you. Like, you're telling me that if I nerf my PC, I get a higher frame rate.
Yep.
And it was true.
Yep.
So are you going to review it then?
Nope. Great. Thanks, guys.
I got so sick of it at that point. I was like, I am not pulling my graphics card every single time I want to play this game. No fucking chance.
Yeah.
I think I barely played it for 2 hours. I mean, I just said, no, kill it with fire. I'm just done with it.
He literally did kill it with fire.
I did.
He literally did.
Fucking. Oh. So if it comes out on when it comes out on the Switch, I might have to give
we'll
it
see
a
go. We'll see what bugs.
Then watch the screen runs at like 2 FPS on the Switch. I'm like, holy fucking. But they're like, hey, only your copy does that, mate. It's like, you bastard.
Yeah.
We remember you.
No. Yeah.
You're that long-haired, bearded bloke that kept on ranting about our optimization problems. You fucking bastards.
I find it quite funny.
They will. They bloody will. Bastards. But it looked good-ish for a Bethesda game. Less rubbery.
Yes.
Less rubbery. People looked more...
more chiselled.
Yeah, people looked more alive.
They looked very manly.
They looked less dipped in grease.
Yeah.
I will play it one day, and I'll probably still say it's crap.
Yep. Right, that's me done.
Good job.
Can I hear from you?
No.
Good. Well, has been a short one. There's reasons for that.
Yep.
I've got to go.
Oh, Christ, you've got to go.
I've got to go.
Get out
of
my fucking house.
Yeah, so...
be gone.
I will, I will.
You're like a Bethesda thing. You're unpatched. Get out.
Yeah, I'll despawn myself shortly.
That's it. Console command.
Me too. Oh, wouldn't that be useful? I do know, I would kill for console commands in real life.
You if know, life had a drop-down terminal.
Move to work, location, teleport yourself there.
I just screwed that up. Pseudo-reboot.
Yeah. Oh, you know, when you get like, oh, I've left my house keys. Console, select item, open door. Oh, that'd be so handy. Oh, what else would I do? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have to leave my room anymore. It's like, you know, move to player.coke. Coca-Cola, form fridge, move. Hey, there we go.
Have you got like a command to, I don't know, empty bladder without pissing yourself?
Yeah, move to dot toilet, poo.
Yeah, but that means you have to actually move, like kind of just reset the stat.
This is what I said, move to dot toilet, poo. So the poo moves, not me.
That's like your rip.
Yeah. Oh my god!
It's like this. What happened? Oh, he used a console command, and well, you know, they're a bit broken. Yeah. Bethesda engine.
Yeah. No. Toilet flush.
Just the whole. It doesn't just teleport.
Immediately afterwards, move to the hospital.
And obviously just smash into the wall or just lay on the path outside the place.
I'd solve this instantly. God mode equal true. Ah, there we go.
And if it's anything like your previous four attempts at going to a hospital, not going to go too well.
Well, if I live in Nyctopia, I'm doomed.
That's it. It's like laying on the grass outside the hospital of Nyctopia 4.
Yeah. Well, no, if we saw Nyctopia, wouldn't I? I'd simply go... you know, no clip equal true, and I'll just walk across Nyctopia.
Yeah.
Just hope I don't walk over the eight, through the one wall, and end up disappearing into the void.
Oh, mate, that's like, do you remember the no clip in Duke Nukem 3D?
No, never.
Right. No clip in Duke Nukem 3D was a bit odd, because if you went through the wrong part of the map, you would just instantly splat and die.
Nice.
Like, joining parts of the map would just splat you and kill you. It was great. So you wouldn't just fall off the map, you just... no clip. It's the way to go.
God bibber, no clip.
Carbonite.
God mode, no clip. Particularly it's a no clip when it allows you to fly, you saw it there.
this makes me think of Minecraft creative mode.
I love, actually, one thing I realised, you know what I did with the consoles, got in Oblivion? I spawned sheep in my house. I had 4 or 5 sheep just wandering around my house in Oblivion.
I wish there was a console command. Like, there was a drop-down for the Xbox version or the PS3 version, because they are crap at patching their game. Just buy the DLC. That's the fix. Could you not just give me the fix? Fuck off. Yeah. We make more money this way.
Oh, Middlemore's just leaving us. Goodbye. Piss off.
Have fun, mate.
So. Right. Shall we end?
Yeah.
So, I've been surfing around.
Jesus.
Hope you come join us on our next live stream. Hopefully it'll work.
Yeah. And like the last one. Thank you, YouTube. Crossed.
Yeah, YouTube. Screw up. Bastards.
Again.
Yeah. Thanks, YouTube. Shake fist. So I look forward to seeing you. We look forward to seeing you on
Yeah. I'll go back to my
cupboard. Get in your cupboard. We look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks' time.
Yes.
As we rapidly approach Christmas.
Yes. Oh. I might be able to get Skyrim on Switch by then.
There you go.
The next thing, and then I can tell you how crap it is.
Well, how good it is.
I can't give Bethesda too many compliments.
You've only given one compliment today.
Yeah. So. That will be your last.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.